This meditation can be done in any position and begins by taking a moment to be aware of any thoughts or feelings you may be experiencing right now, acknowledging how things are for you right now. When you are ready, beginning to bring awareness to body, feeling your feet, legs, hips, lower and upper body, arms, shoulders, neck, head, beginning to feel the movement of your breath, the actual sensations of breathing, reminding yourself that you are here, alive and whole. And when you're ready, you might bring to mind the image of a person who you know or you've known in your life to be loving and kind to you. Someone who easily evokes feelings of warmth and love. It could be a spouse or partner, parent or family member, a mentor or close friend. Someone who has been good to you, helps you feel safe and whole, whose caring easily emanates from them to you. And if a person, past or present, doesn't come to mind, maybe someone you know to be inspirational may come. Someone it is easy to imagine sending wishes of well-being to, wishing them well. And if it feels right, imagining saying to them, "May you be happy, healthy, and whole. May you have love, warmth, and affection. May you be protected from harm and free from fear. And may you experience inner peace and ease." You may have your own words and wishes for them, so feel free to use words that resonate with you. Taking a few moments now to feel how it is to wish these things for them, letting yourself have the sense of the wishes for well-being emanating from you to them, connecting you to them. Noticing how it feels inside you as you send these wishes of well-being to this person you love or care about. And when you are ready, seeing if you can imagine this person or figure wishing you these very same things, knowing that they have your well-being in their heart, imagining them saying to you, "May you be happy, healthy, and whole. May you have love, warmth, and affection in your life. May you be alive, engaged, and joyful. And may you experience inner peace and ease." Letting these feelings wash over you, feeling their unconditional love and caring for you, letting the feelings of love and safety grow in you, knowing there is nothing you have to do to deserve these feelings, that they are freely given without condition. And seeing if you can connect to the meaning of these phrases, even if you might not feel all the safety and warmth right now, knowing that is their wish for you. And now, seeing if you can have these same wishes for yourself, hearing yourself saying to yourself, "May I be happy and healthy and loved. May I be safe and protected. May I be alive and free. May I experience inner peace and ease." And you may have loved ones for whom it's also easy to have these wishes. A child or family member or dear friend or even a loved pet. And if it feels right, saying to them in your own way, with your own words, "May you be happy, and healthy and loved in your life. May you be safe and protected and not suffer. May you be alive and joyful. And may you have inner peace and ease. And if it feels right, seeing if there are others in your life you can extend these good wishes to, a friend, a co-worker, a neighbor, saying to yourself, to them, may you be happy and healthy and loved in your life. May you be safe and protected, free from harm. May you be alive and joyful. And may you have inner peace and ease. It might even be possible to expand even further out to acquaintances, people you know but don't have a personal relationship with, the people you see around town, your neighbors, even people you don't have strong feelings about, like the salesperson who checks your groceries, saying to these people, may you be happy and healthy and loved. May you be safe and protected, free from suffering. May you be alive, engaged, and joyful. And may you have inner peace and ease. And even if the wishes aren't infused with the same warmth and love as they were with a loved one, seeing if you can extend the wish without the expectation that it should make you or them feel in any particular way. Connecting with what these wishes represent, keeping these people in your awareness as you send these good wishes. Wishing for them to be healthy and whole. Wishing for them to have aliveness and love in their lives. And if you feel strong and secure and you're comfortable with this, you might try extending these wishes to someone who's difficult for you right now. Not necessarily the most difficult person in your life, just someone from whom there's been some sort of frustration or misunderstanding. In doing this, it might help to remember that just like you, they want to be loved, and just like you, they want peace in their life. You could say to yourself, just like me, they want to feel happiness and joy. Just like me, they want peace and ease. And they want to be loved and to know their loved ones are safe and healthy. And just like me, they are doing the best they can with what inner and outer resources they have. And if this feels possible to you, silently saying to them, may you feel peace and ease, remembering that if this were really true for them, they would certainly be easier to get along with. May you have love and warmth in your life. May you be happy and healthy and whole. And even if this is difficult, there's value in noticing what it's like to extend the wish, recognizing that you are not condoning their actions, but seeing in them a human being with some of the same needs as you, to be loved, to be safe, to be at peace. And if this is possible, remember the circle that began with yourself and the persons you love the most, family and friends, extending the circle to include all the many people you don't know who may live far away, in other countries or cultures, saying, may you all be happy and healthy. May you all have peace and ease. May you all have love and warmth in your life. You could even imagine extending these wishes to include animals and plants, all life on our planet and beyond, including ourselves, saying, may we all be happy and healthy. May we all be safe and protected. May we all live together in peace, ease, and happiness. And now, as this loving kindness meditation comes to an end, sitting for as long or as short as you like to appreciate and feel what's been generated through this practice. And even if there have been difficult parts, knowing that this practice has a potential to increase your sense of aliveness, of connection, and of belonging.